Certainly a tough start for your team on Saturday, tough second quarter, especially on Saturday against North Carolina Central. So far, 45-24 losses. You've gone back and looked at the film. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, I thought the first quarter we played well. We defensively came out and it was 0-0 going in the second quarter. We had two costly special teams errors in the second quarter that really cost our football team. It cost 14 points for results from our punt team in that spot. And we can't give a good team, the top 25 team like North Carolina Central, we can't spot them 14 on our punt game in that spot. And we've got to be better at those pieces. And so a lot of those pieces in the second quarter were self-inflicted, and we got to be better at that piece. And it gives us an opportunity this week to kind of reflect on that and what we can do to get better.
First question this afternoon from Chris Clark. Go ahead, Chris.
Coach, good to see you again there. I wanted to ask you about that. It looked like all year long, you stacking chips and building and building and using those bricks to build off of instead of making a cliff to fall off of. What was it about this game? Or was it just a bad week to have a bad week? Because if it could go wrong, it seemed like it did go wrong for you guys against Central.
Well, they're a credit to them. They're a good football team. I mean, it's not like they're favored to win that league, and they do it every year. And Coach Oliver's built a program that year in and year out. And this piece, Chris, is that when you make mistakes against good football teams, they make you pay. They don't let you get out, right? And we played a really good football team, and that's exactly what happened in that spot. There's a lot of things from this film that we're learning and we're growing from. You talk about just the team, the experience of our guys being in those environments. We got to continue to be able to be in those environments to learn from those pieces. But a credit to those guys, we made mistakes and they made us pay in those spots. And that's what good football teams do.
I want to follow up on that if I could there by asking you about how these guys are reacting. Obviously, nobody feels good after a loss, especially at home, but I know that you and your coaching staff are probably paying particularly close attention to how they are taking it. How are they taking it, and what's the reaction that you want to see from it?
Yeah, obviously disappointed. I mean, we're 2-4 right now in the first six games, and feel like you had some opportunities to win some ball games out of that, the first six that we didn't win. That's football, Chris. And those guys know that piece. They watch the film and they're able to see that piece. How they're responding, I think they're responding well. I think this is a perfect time for us to get a bye week. It gets us physically, mentally, and spiritually get back a little healthy. And that's why, six games into a season, you're banged up, beat up, mind's banged up, beat up, all in those same pieces. It's a great opportunity for us to rest up right there. And then we got six games that we get the chance to be able to go play for. We as a program talk about finishing. We get an opportunity to really regroup and refocus and be able to go finish the season strong. We understand that we're playing for these next six opportunities, but we're also playing for years to come as far as Campbell football, that we want to make sure that Campbell football plays well in the month of October, plays well in the month of November, and that when you play the Campbell Camels, that you better be ready in October, November, because they're going to give you all they got in that piece. And so there's a lot to play for. It's six games, yes, but you're also laying the foundation to build a program off of.
The guys at Georgia Southern, they always used to talk about facing them back in the day. Get them before the frost is on the pumpkin is what a lot of people said. So understand that.
Well, we're in the CAA, so it's a lot more than frost, the places we're going to go to the last 6 weeks of the season, right?
Certainly, you're kind of hit it already, but it seems like this bye week is coming along at just the perfect time. But kind of, would you rather have a game coming up to get that taste out of your mouth, or would you rather have them kind of stew on this one for a little bit? Because you've got somebody coming in, I mean, right now anyway, I mean, the biggest, baddest in the conference.
Right. I had somebody ask me on Saturday after the game, well, how do you regroup going into your toughest part of your schedule? And the question I asked them, I said, was the first part the easy part? I mean, you look at the six games that we played. I mean, you got Liberty that nobody's beaten yet. You got a Western Carolina team that's, they've lost to us and Montana and an FBS school. And then you got Rhode Island and Stony Brook's playing really well. And then North Carolina Central, I just saw they're ranked in the top 25. So I guess I'm questioning is where was the easy part of the schedule in this piece? And for us, it's just the next game, right? Like that's what we signed up for when we signed up for the CAA. This is not, we're not playing at Campbell like we used to in the previous conference that we're in, where you had some teams that were different. This is the CAA, and our non-conference schedule was just as hard as our conference schedule in that piece. And for us, Chris, we have to surround ourselves with championship level teams because that's what we want to compare ourselves to. You hang around five high achievers, you're going to be the sixth. And we want to make sure that we understand that as we go through this piece. And so when we're grading ourselves on film, when we're grading ourselves as coaches, when we're grading our players on film, we know that we're not grading it against just an average football team. We're grading it against a top 25 football team, and that's where we want to be in that spot. And so, who the company you keep is big, and we don't take that lightly, and we appreciate that piece. And that's what being at Campbell and playing in the CA, that's what it's all about. And that's why guys choose Campbell is because they want to measure themselves against those really good players.
Keeping the company some heavy hitters as far as conference opponents is concerned and out of conference too. Last question I have for you. Are you looking at making any major changes here, or is it just a matter of tweaking the things that you already have in place to kind of fine tune?
The ship's not broken. We've got to continue to execute, and we've got to learn and be able to take the game plans and the schemes and the knowledge level to really football 2.0, right? If you would, like, we understand what we're supposed to do. How does that change off of different scenarios with different looks? Because the one thing I can guarantee you in football, we can't give you every look going into the week. And so we got to understand conceptually, and we've got to train our guys conceptually. One of the things that makes it really hard in year one, Chris, is you're talking about out of our two deep going into it, 11 guys on offense, they've only been here 3 months, right? Nine guys out of the defense have only been here 3 months. And so it's hard to take level 2.0 of football when you're still understanding level 1.0 of assignment in that piece. And so that's year one of building a program. We all know that. And everybody wants quick fixes and everybody wants to win right now. And we do too, right? We're playing to win right in that spot, but we got to understand, we got to call it what it is. We've got to make sure that we understand we know who we are and we know what it's going to take in that spot. And we've got the pieces to do that. We've just got to keep investing. And nobody likes it, but it takes a little time to do those things.
Thank you, Coach. Do appreciate it. I will say it's been a while since I've had a coach when I ask a question about what happened on special teams, come flat out and say, "Yeah, that's on me," in that post game press conference. So that had us all going. But hey, pulling for
Well,
you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And good luck in 2 weeks here. I'll talk to you in about a week about it.
sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Braxton, obviously, after some of the special team stuff, you're down 28-0 at half. You guys were able, BJ and Mike both hit a couple of big plays in the second half. How did you think your team responded? And how did you feel about the second half?
Obviously there's no consolation prizes in this level, but yeah, I thought our kids came out and they responded, right? They kept playing. One of the things that we always look at is our kids playing harder. Are they staying in the fight, right? Mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I thought our kids did that in that spot. That's hard. I mean, it's hard for everybody. I mean, when you're down 28 at halftime in that spot and you got to chip your way back at it. I was proud of the way our kids played. I'm proud of the effort that our kids have played these first six ball games. I was proud of a lot of things that we've laid a great foundation for here at Campbell in the second half of the season. And we'll take these guys every single week because they're going to play hard in that spot. We just got to continue to do a good job coaching. I got to do a better job as a football coach to get those guys in the right spot. Our kids are playing their tails off, though.
All right, Braxton, thanks so much for the time this afternoon.